Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and this is another episode of the world famous, the University Love, the best podcast in 1, 2, 3 galaxies. But ladies and gentlemen, you know how we just call this show Online Marketing Moves. And we are coming to you live today. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we are recording from the train station. I say train station for you civilians, but this is just a place where they have a lot of containers. Like, if you ever see ships with a bunch of boxes, like the containers, or you ever see like a train, if you live in America, you see the trains go by with the containers on there. We are live from this place right now. We're looking at a bunch of containers. They have a bunch of junk in them probably, but that's neither here nor there. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we are here to talk about your breaking point. Have you ever had a moment in your life where you're like, you know what, if you ever watched the great cartoon Popeye, he says, Popeye used to get beat up by Bluto. He would get beat up by Bluto, and he would say, "As long as I can stand, and I can't stand no more." In Spanish, and he would get the beatboxing on Bluto. But another reference more up to date than 1960 is you ever see Spider-Man 2? Peter Parker was Spider-Man 2 with Tobey Maguire in 2004. All right, yeah. If you've never seen that movie, check it out. One of the best superhero movies that I've ever seen, in my humble opinion. So Spider-Man, Peter Parker gets so busy, he's so wrapped up in being Spider-Man, you know, that he sort of has neglected the other part of his life, and the personal side of his life. And so one day he gets a complaint from his wannabe girlfriend, Mary Jane. And she's like, you know, everybody's seen my play but you, Pete. And Peter Parker, he says, "I'm going to be at your play," you know. And, of course, you know, he didn't make it. He had to sit outside. And she was annoyed. He got on the phone. He called her. You know, he was talking. He ran out of coins. He didn't have any money to call her back. His life was a mess. His life was in shambles. And then the crazy part was, he lost his ability to shoot webs. He lost his Spider-Man abilities, okay? So now Peter Parker has no Spider-Man abilities. So he decides he's going to give up being Spider-Man. He takes a break. He gets back in school. He goes to see Mary Jane's play. You know, he's present, you know, in his personal life. And then one day, you know, he had everything going, and he's like, "All right, let me see if I can be Spider-Man again." And so he went out, he jumped, but he couldn't jump. And it was like, "All right, is he ever going to be Spider-Man again?" But he's in the coffee shop with Mary Jane. They're about to be booed up, all right? And Dr. Octavius comes in, and he goes, "Hey, you take pictures of Spider-Man? I want Spider-Man, or I'm going to peel the flesh off this girl's body." And Peter Parker says, "If you harm her, you know," and he says, "Are you going to do what, Peter Parker?" And he shoves him, he falls, and Peter Parker gets so worked up, you know, that I guess, you know, he couldn't stand no more. That was his breaking point, because then he went outside. He still had his glasses on, but he had double vision. All right, so he regained all his Spider-Man abilities, and he was back. And he was like, "All right, let's go kick some butt." And ladies and gentlemen, we all have moments in our life where it's like, "All right, this is the breaking point. What am I going to do with myself?" And ladies and gentlemen, a lot of times people have all kinds of reasons why they want to start a business. All kinds of reasons why they want to make all the money they can, you know. all kinds of reasons. You have 1,001 reasons. A lot of times, the main reason is it's a breaking point. It's a moment where you're like, I don't want this feeling ever again. It's like, I don't want to feel this. I don't want to feel this pain anymore. I never want to go through this again. You know, you have these moments. And, you know, if you want to be successful, sometimes having something bad happen to you, well, perceived to be bad happen to you, is sometimes it's a good thing, you know. And it could be frustrating, it could be annoying, it could be, you know, upsetting, but it could help, you know what I mean. And ladies and gentlemen, what is your breaking point? Like, what have you come to the conclusion that, you know, it might be something as simple as, I'll give you an example. For me, my breaking point was, a long time ago, I knew at this point that I wasn't going to drive trucks forever. That I knew I wasn't going to be a truck driver forever and ever and ever, you know. And I give you an example of a breaking point where I was just like, you know what? I want to figure this thing out in my life. And I'm going to get out of here. And I'm going to do something completely different. And it was one time I was sick. I had a very bad cold, you know. And I was coughing. And I woke up and I wasn't feeling good at all. And I told my manager. I said I was still over the road. It was my first week of me living here in Atlanta, Georgia, and I was sick. I was pretty sick, and I wasn't feeling very good, and I just needed to rest, you know. And I don't get sick very often, so what I do, it's not good. And I remember telling the manager, I said, "Hey man, can I just have the day off because I'm pretty bad off, you know, I'm pretty bad sick. And I feel like, you know, I feel like crap. And I just want to lay down, you know." And he was like, "I can't let you." I get kind of annoyed thinking about it. He said, "I can't let you sit here for 24 hours, you know. So I'll tell you what I'm gonna do, you know." And now that I think about it, it sounds ridiculous, you know. He said, "I'm gonna give you a run at midnight." Now, if you ever been sick, which we all have, you think waking up at midnight, 11 o'clock at night, is gonna make you feel better, you know? Especially when you're sleeping in a sort of a box, you know. The truck that I used to sleep in, I don't even know how to describe it. It's smaller than the studio, way smaller than the studio. It's enough room for you to stretch out a little bit, but it's not really a place. You know, you live there, but it's more like a room, you know. Not even a room, not a big room, you know. More like a closet. More like you living in the closet. So they're like, "Hey, get rested up in this closet of a space, and come back at midnight, and we'll give you a run," you know. And I remember I thought to myself, "What the? You know? And I thought, "This is god awful. This is ridiculous." And That was one of my breaking points. I was just like, "I'm not gonna do this forever." And then I didn't know what I was gonna do. I didn't know how it was gonna change. You know, I didn't know what, you know, I had no idea, you know. But that was just one of the things I said in my mind. I was like, "All right, I'm not doing this forever. You know, this is not gonna be forever." That was one of my breaking points. And I give you another example of a breaking point. It was one time I was talking to another driver, and we was talking. We was at the same place, and he said something to me that I was just like, I was like, you know. He said, I hope they give me permission to take off next week. I really want to go to blankety blank, wherever he had to go, you know. And the word permission, underline the word permission, you know, that is what struck me, you know. And some people listen to this program are older than me. They understand where I'm coming from. Some people are younger than me, you know. You might understand where I'm coming from. People are probably in the, like, I have a nephew. My nephew's 19. He probably wouldn't understand this because it's a different day and a different time. But to use the word permission, it sounded so easy coming out of his mouth, you know. And we all have those things, you know, like, because this is how it used to be, you know. There's a different time now. I don't know about this whole work from home, work life balance. I don't know any of that. I don't know anything about that, you know. I know that my line of work, what I do, they don't give two F's about our home life. They don't give two flying F's about your children, your wife, anything. But the way he said it, and how he said it with so much ease, and I was like, you know, it just struck me, and I'm like, you know, we really are out here asking for permission, you know, to, you know, like, hey, you think I could take off today to, you know, go see my dog? You know, my dog's graduating from, you know, and it's like, I got no problem with working for somebody. I never had a problem with that, you know. But it's like, did I want to do that forever? And the answer was no. And it was something I did not want to do forever. Something that I was like, all right, this is the point where I have to spin things around. And you know, those are breaking points in my life. And so, and matter of fact, I'll give you another example. I'll give you a third one. This is three for Thursday, I guess, or Wednesday, whatever the day is. Have you ever, I'm asking all of you, have you ever, you know, gotten your paycheck? Does not matter how much you make, does not matter, because we all know, if you're an employee and you work for somebody, how do you feel once you get that paycheck? We all think to ourselves sometimes, you go, man, they don't pay me enough, you know. And you look around your house sometimes, because I know I do. I look around my house sometimes, you know. Me and my wife, we have a nice house, you don't get me wrong. It's an older house. We had to fix it up. We got it for a good deal. But, you know, the thing is, when you buy a house that's a little older, you have to put money into the repairs, you know. And I got to looking around one day a few months ago. I'm looking in the house, and I'm thinking, and I've said, you know, it just made me think. I said, you know, I really have to, you know, because, you know, making a few dollars online is good and everything, but I'm like, I need to make more. I need to get to the point where I can ditch this job, you know, and maybe I should ditch it now, you know. It's a whole thing, you know. It's a whole thing that you have with yourself. But what made me another breaking point was, I thought, I cannot work the job that I have, pay bills, and fix on the house the way I want to. And so in my mind, I'm like, you know what? This is another breaking point, you know? And you can have one breaking point, you can have 100 breaking points. It does not matter. These are just little things that I'm like, all right, boom, boom, boom. These are reasons that I'm like, you know, pivoting away from the job and focusing on the, you know, the business, you know, which focus on the business because I want it bad. But these breaking points help, you know, and thinking about, I'm like, I want to be able to write my own money. I want to be able to write, I want to be able to, you know, I'm not worried about, you know, I'm way past the point of worrying about a job affecting how much money I make. You know, that's not for my, I don't care about this. I don't care about this job anymore. Me driving, I don't care about that anymore, about how much they pay me. Who cares? You know, I'm here for the insurance. I'm here to, you know, move on from this job. You know, don't get me wrong, but, you know, it's a stopgap, you know, and so I don't really, man, Jesus, I don't really sweat them about money, about pay like that anymore, you know. I don't do any of that because I know that I'm in control of my own destiny at this point. And we all have to come to a point, we all have to come to a head where we're like, all right, am I going to take control of my life, you know? Am I going to do the things that I need to do, you know? Because nobody's going to pay you as much as you think you want to make, you know? And it's just a fact. And it's okay. It's nothing, you know, it's nothing wrong, you know, it's like, hey, it's fine, you know, it's okay. But for you, for me, for the people who are like, all right, I want to be in charge of my life, I want to run a business, I want to have a service where I know I can generate as much money as possible, you know, that was a breaking point for me as well, because I'm like, my wife used to say we should take vacations on the house, this, that, and the other, you know. And I used to be like, man, we gotta pick one. But then one day I got to think about my wife and how lovely she is and how she don't ask for a whole lot, you know. And I thought to myself, my man, why can't I give this woman everything she wants, you know? Like, she don't ask me for a whole lot. She don't ask me to, you know, take it downtown Atlanta every night, you know. And I just thought to myself, you know what? Why not do both, you know? And these are just moments in life. These are just breaking points in my life where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to write my own ticket. And here we are, you know, every night, you know, podcasting, you know, copywriting, doing everything that I need to do to make myself into a success, make myself into a, you know, a person who can charge you an arm and a leg for some kind of service, you know. I just kidding about that part, but you know, it all comes to a head, you know. And for you, it's like, what is your breaking point? Is it the, you know, it, that, you know, just and think about it, you know, and write it down, you know, and look at it. I every day now, I know I'm not, you know, every day I think about, I'm like, all right, I gotta go to work. But I'm like, before I go to work, let me do what I need to do to run my business, you know? Like, the business comes first. You know why? Because I've had my breaking point and I know where I want to be and I know where I'm going. And I want the same for you. So if you have a breaking point, if you discover one, write it down. Or take a mental note, take a mental picture, you know. Keep that in mind. Think about this stuff, you know. and think about it and say, you know what? I'm not going back to what I used to do. I'm not going to be the same person I was, you know. I'm going to do things to change, because the only thing that you can't change, you can't change, you know, you can change all the jobs you want. They're still not going to pay you enough. You know, you can do all this and all that. The one thing that you can do to improve yourself and make money and start working for you, start being an entrepreneur or having a service that you can provide people, is to change yourself. You know, that's it. It's not a bunch of, you know, let me stand on my head and, you know, hope that things change, or hope that these people open up their pocketbooks, or, you know, maybe I bought a house that's, you know, 1985. Maybe the pipes all of a sudden become, you know, clear and, you know, good. It's like, no. You are in charge of you. You are in charge of your situation. You are in charge of your life, you know. And it's like, what are you going to do? Are you going to grab it? Are you going to take real control of your life, you know, and figure this whole thing out? Or are you just going to sort of sit back and, you know, complain, you know, moan and groan about things, you know? You know, God puts you in situations for a reason, you know? Like, sometimes, just because you perceive this as a negative, it's not a negative. It's a reminder, you know? And we all get reminders of, it's like, all right. It's like one day last week, you know, I wasn't going to record an episode, and I thought, you know, and something happened, and I go, oh, yeah. I said, oh, no. I said, you know, thanks for the reminder, you know. And I recorded and uploaded the episode, and it was a pretty good episode. I liked it. And these things happen, you know. And, yeah, you know, of course, starting a business, starting something new, you know, trying to market yourself online, it's hard work, you know. Everybody's doing it, blah, 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 blah. But persistency, consistency, you know, you will be in charge of writing your own ticket, you know. And then you can slang stories about your breaking point to other people, you know what I mean? And so, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a breaking point, if you don't have a breaking point, just think about your life. Go back and be like, you know, what made me want to do this? What made me want to do that? You know, and take it from there. And so, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, that is it for the podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with the all new episode of Online Marketing Moves. But until then, my name is Tony Rizzano. Thank you for listening. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't already, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. And pass the word along, you know. We are up on the downloads, you know. We have a goal. We need to be hitting my goal is to get by the end of 2023. What year is this? 2022. By the end of this year, every episode from the word go, 250 downloads every episode. Boom, 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 boom. That's the end goal, okay? So, help a brother out, will you? All right? No, I'm just kidding. But you can always tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. But we'll be back tomorrow with all new episode of Online Marketing Moves. But until then, my name is Tony Rizzano. Thank you for listening. And it's all. Peace.